a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
Matter of fact, Chad, you know what you need to do? Just because you may have a doubt or two sitting here, go ahead and spit four bars.
Four bars?
Four bars. Give me four.
You p***s thought this shit was funny, but I'm really getting money. I'm wearing an $8 watch. Take your girl to McDonald's because she a Shoney.
Bars! You know, right here, live on the show, you know what? You just won a single deal.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot of take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Yeah.
You want weird?
Yeah.
Bro, tell these boys about performance, bro. Like, there's some things you wear just for the show.
Of course, you got to. Sometimes you got to splash them with a little extra game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's real talk. You went hard with the turtleneck underneath the sequence, but...
as you say, go hard, look yeah. silly.
Oh, no, yeah, he went kind of hard. But... Yeah. But we ain't gonna take away from the sequence. I can see, what if we went out to the casino one night out in Vegas? You're gonna get some money in that sequence. Sure.
Yeah. Or they gonna hang him up and spin him around. One or two.
Either way, you're gonna lose it all, or damn, we gonna get rich. You know what I'm saying? Either way.
So where you get your swag from, bro? Like, you clean, you be clean.
Appreciate it, baby. You know, yeah, that's most definitely a Miami thing. You know, getting money. Living the life you always had to begin with as a young brother, getting your first $2 haircut. You know what I'm saying? Getting that $2 haircut. Because sometimes, you know, mama and them will forget to get that haircut. And so you had, okay, I'm going to start with that cut. Once you graduated from the cut, it was your gift.
Yeah.
And when I was a youngster coming up, they were beating dudes up for Tommy Hill figures. So I wanted a polo. Don't beat me up for my shirt. I'm going to take the Ralph Lauren.
Speaking of that, big dog, who inspired you, though, coming up? What I'm trying to get to is,
right.
You do a lot of shit, bro.
Right.
Like, from your businesses, everything that you're doing, I know you give back a whole lot to the crib.
Right.
Who inspired you to get that hustler mentality? Because that's all you're doing right now. You're hustling.
Yeah.
You've been hustling.
I'm grinding. I appreciate the love. But me, myself, I just was always a sponge. It don't matter where it came from, what color it was. If it was something I could take from it or learn from it, I'm going to try my best to sponge. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I'm
going
to try my best to learn from it. So I took from everything.
Right.
You could have been a dude down the street. You could have been a mechanic. You could have been the Jamaican people next to me, you know what I'm saying, who brought the ghost to the crib and showed me what that love was. Or you could just been a MC. I remember watching Rakim with the Gucci jackets on. You know what I'm saying? I knew I wanted one of them. I got to get one of them. You know what I mean?
Rip.
So I just took from whatever it was and just applied it to the game. And what looked good on me, baby, I made sure.
No, you be doing your thing, bro. And that's really what this show is about. We try to give back. They call it free game.
Right.
We just talking from my experiences.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day. So I think everybody that tune in, especially now, you blessed us. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate that.
It's all good.
They going to learn a whole lot from this episode as they have all the other episodes. So for me, bro, Fred C. and Franson, we got people in common, you know what I'm saying? We just didn't cross paths, but
you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it go way back.
And one thing, bro, I want to ask you, because y'all talking about the swag and all, and hey, Rick, you got your thing. Yeah.
Right.
Dude got $100,000. He buy an $80,000 chain. You know what I'm saying? And athletes and rappers, performers, you know what I'm saying? Famous folks got a little bread.
Right.
Like, when did you know that CEO chain, it's off the chain, that's off the chain. But like, where do you know where to start? Where's that threshold of when you can spend $250 on the chain, $500 on the jewelry. Because right. These young boys nowadays don't understand. You can't have $1 million and have $800,000 worth of jewelry. That shit just dumb.
I'm going to be honest. To me, it depends on the type of life you living and are you really hustling? Are you going to spend $100 on the chain, $200 on the chain just to lay up in the bed and let your girl rub your nipples and touch your chain? Or are you going to spend the $200 on the chain investing in yourself and knowing I'm finna go get it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I hit my first lick, signed my first deal in 06, I ain't buy a whip for the first year. I ain't want to buy nothing. I said, I got to make sure this shit real.
Yeah.
Is this even real?
Yeah.
I'm coming back every weekend. God damn, is this shit real? It can be real, dog. Next year, this shit. Man. Okay, so this how we going to do it. We going to do something else. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's people that question me every day. Jose, you got 100 cars. Yeah, I do. Why? And I got 400 acres. Yeah, I do. But guess what? Somebody just paid me $20,000 to put 5 of the cars in the front of something just to take some pictures for 2 hours.
So that asset.
Right.
Or liability making you money.
Oh, it's most definitely. If I'm moving with it, I'm going to try my best to get the most out of it. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to go dress yourself up, if you're going to invest in yourself, you got to go and present something and go get some money with it.
You know what, now that we're here, and I'm glad you're here, and it's speaking from our perspective, and people always seeing a finished product. You know, we play on Sundays and they're watching TV,
right.
You ball out, you do your thing. I don't think people understand the work that go into it to reach that pinnacle. Right now, they seeing you the finished product of Ross. Right. I need you with people listening, up and coming, no matter what craft or specifics you want to do, explain to the people at home that see this, the discipline it takes to even reach this part instead of trying to do it quick or trying to find
everybody
a quick hustle.
Everybody wanted overnight.
You can't cut no corners. You can't go and you can't, you know, it ain't going to happen like that. It's only one way you're going to get to it and you got to earn it. You got to earn it. And I did, you know, I wrote raps. I wrote verses. I wrote songs for over a decade and had never earned a penny. And of course,
How long you wrote for?
Over a decade.
You know what's interesting? Here's what's interesting. When we was playing for the Dolphins 2011, 2012, bro, you could actually say like bro was the hottest artist on the planet. Right?
And so look,
there would be times, and we got this little thing called beefing on the show. We'll talk to you about that later.
Right.
There would be times I'd be beefing, I'd be like, all right, I'm gonna slide. I jump in my whip and I go to bro's house.
Right.
Right, and we just be me and him chilling. And you said something interesting one night. It was just me and you. I'm here. I'm like, yo, okay. I'm the man for the Dolphins, one of the guys. And then this is Rosé. And you said to me, you said, bro, I'm just now getting to the money. Verbatim.
Right.
You said, I'm just now getting to the money.
Right.
And I didn't understand that. I'm like, how you just now getting to, what you mean you just now getting to the money, right? Like, you signed your deal when? 2006.
06, I signed the deal. But meaning, the more experience, the more life you living, you realize it's a much larger playing field that we even had visions of. So as a youngster, you think that's just like when you a young dude and you first start getting pussy, you think you Until I looked up, you know what I'm saying, a few months ago, I was like, what? You doing your thing, boy, you feel me?
Yeah.
You feel me? And so that's just like getting money.
Yeah.
When you first become a millionaire, you know, for the first time, you really think, oh boy, it's on now. But it ain't.
Right.
That's just like being in your position. When you sign that first check, when you get out there on that field, you get that extension, you met, all y'all done got real money. You understand? But guess what? Y'all just not finna get to the real money.
Mm-hmm. Real money. Bro, Port of Miami, what was that, 06?
That was 06.
Yeah, bro.
And this is 2012 when you told me that you just got to the money?
Yeah.
But what he was saying, though, what he was talking to me about was like Hov, Lil Wayne, I never understood this. What you was telling me was there's only a few artists in the game that really make money. So everything you seeing ain't real. You know what I'm saying? That was the first time somebody's put me on game when it comes to the entertainment business.
And the exact perspective I'm speaking from is it's a lot of people that we look at and you may feel this brand worth $100 million. But after I got in the game, I seen a lot of different times that wasn't the case. You understand? So when are we going to change this and really make it what it's about? Mm. When I say a boss, I really mean I come from the mud with it. I can't get all the money by myself. I can't start every company and run them every company. Right. But guess what I can do? I can partner up and we could do this.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Yeah.
This the position I could play. You understand?
Right.
And after we done, you know, did this several times, just like right now, shout out to my partner, Brett Barish, and I appreciate him letting me be involved in this. But, you know, in the last, in several months, this is the fastest growing rum in the world right now.
No, I thought the rosé was actually the hottest thing you got.
Nah, Bel-Air, Luc Bel-Air, most definitely. It's damn near sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
That's that hard work, that's facts, that number one product. Oh, the, you know, the quarantine most.
Yeah, quarantine, bro. I went to the little package store around the corner and we had a little, and I went in the first, so the first week of quarantine, we would have hit around March. And I went and I got all the Bel-Air, and that was the first time I bought it, bro. So I'm late. So
in
March,
love.
I went and got it, and I was like, woo. And Chef Nancy knows, she know, like, you know, on the weekends, little brunch and stuff, I was sipping on my Bel-Air. It was smooth. I'm a rosé guy. You know what I mean? And then I went back the next month, and they said, yo, this is the hottest thing. We can't even keep it in the store. And I just smiled like, God damn. You know what I'm saying?
And to me, that's the reward of the hard work. And, of course, I'm just happy to see, you know, the small role I played in, to see, you know, the streets really rocking with it. So you got to understand, my confidence in building the brand is through the roof. I believe that, you know, if we sat down and said, yo, we finna do this boxer, we finna remix these Cheerios and put the dollar signs with the marshmallows, oh, we finna go through the roof.
So, Chan, let me ask you this question. When did you realize that football was your platform and it wasn't your purpose? Right, where you was like, you know what, let me use this platform to build something different. So we talking about, and I definitely want to jump into the conversation of his portfolio, the wing stops, you know, everything that he's in. I mean, I mean he's in so many things. I that's what I want to get your perspective on. But when did you realize that this was a platform to do something bigger?
Well, to be honest, I saw you in the locker room, you playing, whatever you're doing, you have a good game, you ball out, and a motherfucker is shoving cameras in your mouth, shoving mics in your face, shoving. Right, they all want to talk to you.
Right.
Everybody with that camera, everybody with their mic, everybody asks questions, getting paid. Y'all, I'm making y'all's job easy. I'm making y'all's job. I'm doing y'all's job for you. I'm giving you all the quotes. I'm giving you all the little newspaper write up. I'm giving you your job. And that's when I was like, you know what? And about my fifth, sixth year, I said, I can do media. Media is easy because I'm making y'all's job. I'm doing y'all's job for y'all. And that's when I started getting into media because I was like, this isn't hard what y'all doing. Asking a question, if I know I'm talking to somebody, I got a day to prepare, man, I could write up 100 questions for that person.
Yeah.
But that person is going to make my article and I'm going to be on both sides of this. So instead of asking other people questions, if I have the question and the answer, then what do I need anybody else for?
Yeah.
What do I need somebody to do that for? And the media isn't a part of it. I fell into the media because I saw that. But Rosé, you in everything. I saw you bring up liquor. I see what you
Wingstop. That's why I asked you that, because you got Jay-Z. He gave us the blueprint to business. I feel like you giving us the blueprint to how to leverage your platform in every area. Like you talked about your car, and he said, you know, so I got 100 whips, but those cars is making me money.
They are.
Right? So I say that because here's when I realized it. One day, and this is when I peep game, I walk into the locker room and I took off my jersey to go put it in a hamper, right? And the dude took it out and he put it in a bag, a black bag. I said, what you doing with my jersey? He said, oh, we just signed this multi-million dollar deal with this trading company, and every time like y'all wear y'all jersey game worn stuff, we take it and we sell it.
And they cut it up. And they put it on.
And they make it. And they so I'm like, but that's my jersey. So from that moment on, what I start doing, bro, I said, no, I'm keeping every jersey. So we go in my storage right now. I got every cleat. I got every jersey, every glove, right, every game ball I ever wore.
Right.
And because I'm like, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip that. So when I went to the Chicago Bears, and this might be illegal, probably is illegal, I got two suites. So I got one for my family, me and the family, and then I got one for business. So what I would do is I would sell those suites. So people, if you want to come have a Brandon Marshall experience during the games, even in Miami, I think I started this in Miami before I went
That's
to Chicago.
That ain't illegal.
No. But there's some. You gotta be careful.
You gotta be careful.
You gotta massage a little bit.
Give him a hand. But I'm saying,
though, So what I'm saying, I start leveraging every area of football. I'm saying, like, that's what the NFL do.
Yeah. Changing gifts.
Bro, I probably made 500,000 every year extra just doing the experience. I call it the Rosé experience. Cause like what you were saying, Chan, like when you look up, bro, launching another company, another brand. Right. And that's, you know, Jay-Z gave us the blueprint on business. You giving us the blueprint on how to leverage every area of your platform.
Why not? Let's take advantage of it all. And I feel like when you brothers that, like you say, you just talented, great speakers, you create media. I could create content. I wake up in the morning just, you know, showing everybody on my story the omelets we eat, along with, you know, the Bel Air early in the morning. We start 7 a.m. But it's also easy for me to create content. So shit, I could just, whatever it is, whatever, let's give it to the people. You know what I'm saying? If they want to rock with it, let's rock with it. If not, it's your choice. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, the ones that hit me in the morning, Rosé, how you doing this? I try to answer them questions for you. Fat boy, how you lost the weight? I'm showing you how I'm eating. Mm. Instead of the T-bone and the fried waffles in the morning, I'm showing you. I'm eating some turkey and an almond.
Not only is he showing, he bringing people to the table. Because you just hit me the other day.
I hit him with early in the morning. Hey, brother, come down to the Rap Snacks, you know, the offices, and let's have a discussion.
I saw that.
And he put me up on game about having products. You already doing it. Yeah, pushing products. Something that I really never really been into. And I'm telling him, like, bro, I don't really know nothing about that. My only passion has been cigars. That's it. So that's all I'm pushing. He like, no. So let me show you.
Let's also do the cigars as well.
That's right, facts. But I
ask all y'all, but why Wingstop and not Wing House? Why Bel Air and not Blam? Why Bamboo and not what? Like, where do you do what you do? Like, where do you channel that?
The decisions I make is based on what inspired me and what motivate me. Now, do I have the time to go and start Williams Wings? I may not have the time for that. But this the wing spot I do love.
Right.
Now, I have no franchise experience. I'm finna go sit down with the CEO. And I thank Charlie Morrison for, once again, me not having no experience. This me just loving lemon pepper wings. And really, I just want to pull up in a Ferrari with a sexy chick, walk into my wing stop like, yo, you know what it is. Oh, baby, what you want? Oh, yeah, and get her the fried corn, too. Really, that was really my only plan in getting the first one.
Yeah.
But guess what? We did the first one, and the homie supported me. The CEO supported me, gave a young brother opportunity, and really embraced me. So I said, let's do another one. We got to a point where we celebrated on my 25th. Mm. And, you know, we continued going. And maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, I stopped counting. Because it ain't about to count no more. Mm. It's just about us staying in a position of power, you know, giving, providing jobs, certain places, and we win it.
Right.
You understand? And to me, that was the biggest something I picked up from being around billionaires.
Right.
When you get to a certain level of money, it take all the pressure off you. Now you could just sit back and do what it is you enjoy. You understand? That's just like sitting here creating this content.
Yeah.
This shit is a blessing, really.
So at the end of the day, and I learned this late, I played 13 years. I think I learned it probably around like year 11, relationships.
Better believe it.
Like a lot of young guys, you know what I'm saying? They want to run away from it. Oh, I can't fuck with them. I don't want to be over there. They acting this type of way. You got to play the hand that you dealt. You know what I'm saying? In relationships and life, they'll take you much further than anything. And people always tell me, it's about, you know, it's about who you know.
Yeah.
I always feel like it's about who knows you. Because character, once the character get in the room, like you're about for me. You know what I'm saying? If you think I'm good, you know what I'm saying, my face clean, you're going to vouch for me.
Believe that.
They might not know me. But if you vouch for me, then everything going to smooth itself out.
Yeah.
So I always go back to, it's about who knows you. You got to handle yourself accordingly. And you got to take those relationships and run with them.
That's right.
Because people say, I'm a shit on him. You know, they tried to kill your face years ago, bro.
And to but me,
you stood up so strong.
And
dog,
I most definitely respect what you say, because it go on all sides. And to me, if you don't want to be talked about, if you don't want to be, you know, them coming at you, don't get no money.
Right.
Don't get no money. They ain't gonna work with you. You get some money.
Right.
You get in a position of power, they're gonna have something to say, but that's cool. If that's what come with it, if that's it, I can take that. That shit beneath me.
Yeah. You and wrote a book yet?
Yeah, I released a memoir, New York Times bestseller.
You giving us Hurricanes. Game? You giving us free game in there?
You know, that some people call them gems. I call them diamonds.
We see you enjoy diamonds.
Right, look, let me push the conversation forward, right? And this is going to be a hard left. 2018, we lost you, bro, for a moment.
Right.
Right? Like 2018, I remember waking up and they saying, Rose is connected to machines
right.
to keep his heart pumping.
Right.
You know, like a lot of times, like media, we don't know what to believe, bro, but a lot of people were scared. So talk to me about that experience and what happened in that moment and what you learned from that.
Well, you know, what began maybe over a decade ago is the way I was moving, the lifestyle I was living. I was sipping a concoction with different things that, you know, kept me up longer. You understand? So I'd be in the studio instead of 2 a.m., I go to 7 a.m., 8 a.m. And after doing that for so many years and not getting rest, I began having seizures. You understand? I began suffering from seizures. But I'm the type of dude, I have a seizure. Shit, when I wake up, if you there with me, I'm going to be mad if you, you know, you had my belly out or something. You looking good.
You had a seizure and woke up and wanted to look good.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? You could be on the damn stretcher, damn near dead, and you thinking about God.
Yeah, make sure I'm good. Yeah, you know what it is.
You feel me? Yeah. So what it was once again, you know what I'm saying? When I began having the seizures, I sat down with great doctors, and they told me the way I needed to move. But it was something, you know, I was taking the medicine on and off, you know what I'm saying? The longest I could sleep, you know, at a time was 2 hours, and I'd just get up and walk around type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because my mind, I want to do so much. I want to be a part of so much. And it ain't even no longer about getting money. It's just, you know, making a change, doing something that's great. You know what I'm saying? I really want to be a part of something that's...
Yeah, because that's real. Like when I, you know, part of your lifestyle, we talk about the you know, the different brands and what you're doing. So like, you know, me, I'm health freak.
Right.
You know, but every week on the show, people don't understand this is my outlet. You know, I'll sip on a little drink.
Right, right.
I have a good time.
Right.
But throughout the week, you know, I'm taking care of myself. And every single day, I even seen that you got your family with you now. I think you just worked out at some little spot and everybody laid out. They went to a spin class, right? Showing us that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think in our culture, we don't understand the importance of eating healthy and taking care of ourselves.
And this the point I want to make.
Like, it's a balance.
You're not resting. You're not moving right. You sipping lean. Whatever it is you're doing, it's going to catch up to you like me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And so it was one of them nights where instead of just having a seizure, because I could have a seizure and get up and damn, go jump in the swimming pool and like nothing happened because it's a certain condition. So it wasn't as harmful and painful on me as maybe others. You understand? So this particular time I was laying in the bed and I had a seizure. But what happened was I vomited and then some went back down into my lungs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's what made this time, you know, different from any other moment. So they rushed me to the hospital, and it was one of them situations where they had to do what they had to do to make sure I was straight. Then by the time my mama got there, she wasn't playing no games with them.
Changing our lifestyle.
We and then so once again,
which I love, you know, mom. She used to be at the crib when I used to go to the house.
I love Ella, you know. And so once again, this is another move that once you recovering in the hospital and you seeing a lot of people around you and you see so many old people, I just remember them being in there by themselves, their chest would be open or their head would be open.
Right, right.
You ask the doctors where they from, because you thinking they from Boston or somewhere, and they like, their family stay right up the street. They do this, you know, the family. I say, do people come see them? They ain't been here in 6 weeks, 4 weeks, this, that. And I'm just like, you know what? You got to change a few things. Mm-hmm. So salute to my partner, Tommy Duncan, Jet Doc. You know what I'm saying? I just had the opportunity to be a part of a new virtual health app where, you know, it's...
No, I ain't know about that.
It's a doctor right here in your phone. In 3 minutes,
doctor you could be... Doctor on command.
Right here on command. You could let them know what you're going through, what you've been through, what the play is, how you're feeling. Right here in 3 minutes, jetdoc.com. And man, you know, once again, I'm eating better, doing some things. You know what I'm saying?
What's the name of the app? Say it again.
Jetdoc.com. JETDOC.com.
All right, let
$10 a month.
That's what's up. I ain't even know that. Let me shift the conversation again. Channing, I've been waiting to have this conversation with you. Man. So it's good. It's a bonus that we got you on the show as well. Versus Jeezy and Gucci.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. We'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Yo, 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 this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber, the soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a bread head. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to get your thoughts there.
From Atlanta.
Yeah. You from Atlanta. Yeah, so you understand the history. And I guess here's the question. I want
to
start with you though, Chad.
But
hold on, hold on. Here's my thing. Because the tension felt so thick. Yeah. You was there.
I was
you
there.
From Atlanta. You know the whole backstory, yes. Right? So I want to get your thoughts. I've been waiting to have this conversation with you.
You was there? You was at?
You know, I was there.
Bro was there.
I was in Magic City.
It was in Magic City?
It was in Magic City.
They got some good at Lemon Pepper.
Yeah. They made the COVID test. I took, you know.
Yeah, all up the nose and all.
All
and they
up
had
the nose,
they had the lemon pepper there?
Man, they shut all it. They had the kitchen shut down.
Oh, my goodness.
They ain't have no chicks in there. I made them bring two. The two chicks had to take the COVID.
Okay. Before we even jump into the conversation, we got Chef Nancy coming. We got to make sure we feed the boss. Boss, look, I know you're a health freak.
Right.
You do a lot of good things that we love. Do we love to eat chicken wings? We love to sip rosé and rum and all of that.
Right.
But we also know, you know, how to have a good time.
Most definitely.
And when
most
to eat right. So we got you right there, Chef Nancy.
That's a shrimp.
Chef, what's
rich
that?
Boy, not a poor boy.
Oh. Say it again, Chef.
Get it right.
All right, Chef, tell us what we eating and... you know, just tell Ross a little bit about yourself and who you cook for and where you from.
Oh, I'm from Jamaica, Queens. I'm Brandon's private chef. And,
this is delicious.
I follow him everywhere he goes. And
I'm lucky, brother.
Yeah, she throw down. But who else you cook for? Are you signing non-disclosure or something you can't tell them?
What's up, Rowland?
Kelly Rowland.
That's who I stole her from, Kelly Rowland.
Tell Kelly I said hi.
I will definitely. I'll make sure I post this and tell her hi. Antro Roll, Robin Roberts, couple of people.
She's our resident chef. She hold it down for us, bro. We're going to have to, whenever you need her, just call me. We're going to have her come through and whip up anything you need.
He knows my people.
Yeah, I believe that. And this a rich boy, so I love that.
Not a poor boy.
From up top.
Who's your people?
Just some people. My family.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it?
No, she a gangster.
Oh, you know about Chef?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we
she know. Official.
Yeah. You know what it is, right?
How you like it? Y'all enjoy it.
I want to hear more about this story. Yeah, you're talking about right. What you like. Hell with that rich boy. I want to hear more about him. Chef, you like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, in my younger days, mm-hmm. a little something. But
No. You got to spend time with Chef offline. And she tell you some stories, bro. Because, you know, when I was playing for the Jets and the Giants, I lived in Brooklyn, right? And I called a few people. I'm like, look, I'm looking for a personal chef. And Antra Roll and his people was like, look, I'm moving on. This is the chef, right? But when you talk about the city and connected to New York, connected.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yeah. But I'm down here now, so I'm connected to y'all. So
oh, you locked in.
Yep. Wow. Enjoy.
Most definitely. Thank you, baby.
All right, so let's get back to the conversation. So now the conversation, so that this whole was the... You know I wanted to start with you, but let's go to bro because he got to leave in a little bit. Was the tension that thick in Magic City?
I could feel it. You could feel that from home.
Yeah.
You couldn't see that?
But I wasn't there. That's why I wanted to
But the tension was thick, but Jeezy has grown so much. From Trap or Die. Like, Jeezy has grown so much, and it seemed like Gucci was still wanting to keep that. He even played the song about killing the man homeboy.
Yeah,
he like Jeezy, his last, he just released the album.
Right.
What would you do?
It's out now.
Somebody tried to kill you back in the day.
I wanted to ask Rosé about it, because, like, as Jeezy grew, you could tell Jeezy wasn't worried about that no more, even though he was on the bad side of that deal. But Gucci was still, and I'll say this, let me know if I'm wrong, Gucci was still appealing to his following. He was still appealing to the streets. Right. Like, where was that? Who was right? Who was, you know what I'm saying? Like, that whole situation. How'd you take that situation?
Well, once again, the position I play is the same role I played when I was an artist coming up in the game. And I had a relationship with Jeezy or really a relationship with Gucci. You know what I'm saying? I remember when they beef first kicked off and it seemed like people were shunning away from Gucci, and we had a show in Jacksonville, and the promoter told me he wanted to speak to me. I told him, bring him up to my room. And we met, and I just saw he was a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, all the details that I hear on the streets, I look at them different because I done heard so many things that was inaccurate from Rosé. So, you know, it's certain things I personally disregard from the conversation. You know what I'm saying? That, and I respect other people who indulge in that, but, oh boy, somebody sent somebody to do. I don't know if I'm somebody, you know what I'm saying? I don't know nothing about the story. I'm going to go based on how you moved in the streets and, you know, when I dealt with you, this or that, you know what I'm saying? But Gucci moved and performed, you know, the way I felt he would.
Yeah.
I ain't expecting that news from the homie. You know what I'm saying? That's the way he played the game the whole time.
Yeah.
But when he played that song, what was the atmosphere in Magic City? Like, did you feel the tension? Or was it like something that for us looking, because everybody was like, oh, whoa,
bro,
whoa,
where's that song from? Was years old. Yeah.
But apparently he said it. He said, look, what'd he say? If it ain't street and if I can't perform all my songs in this song, then I ain't doing it. He said that.
Yeah.
But like to go there, for me, the reason why I you know, it's a big conversation I wanted to wait for y'all to get on this show is because to me, I see, you know, polar opposites. I see, you know, Jeezy trying to elevate and get beyond all of the beef. And then you got Gucci who's elevated, but he's still like, you know what? I'm still that dude. You know what I mean? And for them to squash it, I felt like it was a big thing, but that moment, if Jeezy didn't, you know what I'm saying, sit there and say, look, man, like there's so many people right now, this is probably the most dangerous time to be a rapper. I say that.
Is it? The rapper needs to speak
if
on that.
If he ain't do that, if he ain't is do it? That, that could have went all the way left. That's how I felt.
Yeah. Is it the most dangerous time to be a rapper? Because we go back there. We know Pac and Big. Everybody know that story.
Right, right, right.
We but a definitely... bunch of dudes just got shot recently, bro.
Right, like, right, right. It's, and you know, and to me, social media give us all that platform where we see what's going on every day. You understand? Dudes been getting hit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they going to keep getting hit up. The streets have never changed.
Why is there so much beef?
But I believe social media most definitely glamorize it to a whole nother level now. You know, mm-hmm. there's people who making comments on it that before wouldn't have had no input on that. Yeah. That would have just been between X and Z. You know what I'm saying? But now it's a lot of people that's most definitely giving their input.
Why is there so much beef in rap? Like, because, you would have had your beef.
Because it's so profitable. It's so many squares who sit at home and they want to see that. Oh, somebody said this comment. Oh, they'll go tag you on some bullshit. I be mad. Fuck that shit, man. Promote this shit right here. You know what I'm saying? I don't got no time for that bullshit.
But,
you know
what I'm saying? When does marketing? Because that's what it is. It's marketing, really. Like right now, if you became beef with them, let me know if I'm wrong. But if you and 50,
right,
y'all got into it,
right?
If you make a diss track, he makes a dick track, bro. You know, millions of people are gonna buy that diss track. But
maybe
when does it become from marketing to
maybe
physically?
Maybe not no more because he's no longer valuable in the music arena.
Yeah.
Maybe before I would wake up in the morning and shit on him and say something just to turn up the little vibe. You know, I'm going to post some new shoes I got later. Let me call him the monkey he is, you know. And that's what it was. Straight up.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
All right, so let me ask this question.
I am to ask it.
So we talking about beef and you just said what you just said.
Right.
Can we see you and him go at it with verses? Because they just squashed the beef. And what y'all beef was real as well. That wasn't for sure.
That's a good question. Could yeah, you can we see y'all do a versus?
Would it be really entertaining, music wise? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a real dude. 50 Cent had some huge records when he had the biggest producers and artists around him putting them together. That's why right now he can't make nothing. He can't. Not to save his life. Rose probably couldn't save him.
You can MMG save him, bro.
Probably
you can save him, bro.
But what I'm trying to say is the same way Swiss hit me and said he wanted me to, you know, do it with 2 Chainz. You know, I had some other people on my mind then, but Swiss, you my homie. We done got money together. He been a loyal dude, like you say, when your face clean.
All right.
I'm going to do it with my dog. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? So if Swiss hit me and said, yo, let's line up against, I probably would do it just based on my homie. Yeah. It ain't even nothing personal with the dog. I hope he just don't wear the ugly hat and shirt don't match and none of that. You know what I'm saying? Other than that.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping.
So the answer is if Swiss say, look, or maybe there might be one or two other people to say, look, let's do this versus we could potentially get you and 50. Because that's what the people want to see. I'm just going to let you.
Nah,
you know I'm always going to keep it real.
No. I don't think the people want to see that. We're in a whole nother level.
Get Rich or Die Trying. He got some stuff back
there. No, Get Rich or Die Trying was explosive. Like I said, when you had Eminem and Dr. Dre on that, I did Port of Miami by myself.
Ooh. Yeah.
And it's 15, 16 years later, it's still in the street solid.
Yeah.
You understand? And I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world, but Get Rich or Die Trying, cool. And maybe another 2 records after the next album or 2, but after that, it ain't nothing.
And you about to drop one, what, next year?
Yeah, richer than I ever been. I'm dropping on the top of next year.
You on there?
I'm on there.
Was you just smiling? Because you ain't nothing but a pretty face.
I can rap. I appreciate you calling it pretty, though.
You know I watch out for you. You know I watch out for your old toes.
No, I let my dog ad-lib on one. You know what I'm saying? I let him ad-lib.
Now, when I blow up, y'all don't be trying to get no tickets.
It's over with, bro. It's over with.
What?
It's over with. You need to go.
Listen, we talk about different lanes,
no,
right?
No, you need to go why and build rap snacks
with bro. Why I can't make
bro.
It as a rapper?
No.
Why
no.
I can't make it?
What you mean why you can't make it? That's not your
you
thing.
You gonna be an MC, bro.
MC, nigga.
Okay, all right. Look, bro.
No.
All right, let me.
50 Cent was a rapper.
Okay.
You gonna be an MC.
Your Dolphins gonna make the playoff?
It depends. It's a few things that's depending that we got an opportunity.
True.
And I'm most definitely pushing for my dogs. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times as a franchise and as a club, you gotta hit that reset button.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I was so excited when we had real soldiers out there. You know what I'm saying? My dog, you know, y'all boys was really turning up and the streets felt that. And it done, you know, we done had a bubble where we ain't feel that for a long time. So this is a reset time for us. You know what I'm saying? Bringing Tua in and we got some other dudes on the team that's turning up, handling their business. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pushing for them. And the city need it.
And the other big story right now, bro, is James Harden. Because Giannis just signed with the Bucks. So now it's the talk. James Harden already said he want to come to the Heat.
Yeah, it's a good chance the homie may come to the Heat.
Bro, and the funny thing, you're the only person probably got some push on this, because if you call James, he's going to pick up.
Wait. Hold on. What they say, bro said, he need to stop chasing rappers.
Yeah, he said he stopped chasing, what was it, Stephen Jackson?
Yeah, from all the smoke.
Stephen Jackson need to chill.
No, bro. He gave little baby 100,000.
Come on, man. Like I said, bro. You know, once again, we don't really know the, you know, he showed love. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I love that. Little baby may turn around and pop up at all his kids, his baby, everybody crib and show that love and get them $2 million worth of love. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't even about that.
Ross,
they may be got them going into business next year doing
Rose,
something.
Rose, you a Dolphin fan. I ain't never get my $100,000 bag. Oh, I played for 6 years.
You know what? You sent it to the crib, baby. You sent it to the crib. You see my dog got back to the crib. We got to get the same. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Y'all going to have to start a record label right here.
I was trying to get down here, though.
First release, man.
Man, I was trying to get down here.
So we're going to wrap up in a second. So you about to do the new album dropping.
Right, new album.
And with Chad on there, he just saying silly stuff and smiling.
He
ad-libbing.
Yeah, ad-libbing.
So you gonna wear that outfit? Because you said it's hard now, so you gonna wear that outfit on your album?
Oh, I ain't taking that back. Let me know who made that. I need that shirt.
Tina Turner made it.
House of Athlete.
Oh, my bad.
I'm lying. It's Burberry. It's Burberry. You know.
Shout out to Burberry. They need
That's
to
your people?
Ahead. Nah, they need to be.
Yeah.
You ain't wearing that.
Yeah.
Rosé, you ain't wearing that.
They need to be, man. That white stone's going to look good on top of that.
Ain't no way in hell you wearing that.
In the back of the club as soon as they walk through the door. Them sequins going to be
And you can do the Tina Turner dance while you walk in.
Chan, you can learn a lot from bro.
I already learned.
You got to learn a lot. Some things is just made for show.
And that's show?
Ooh. That's show. This is, you know what I'm saying, going into the new year. Mm-hmm. Last parting ways right now, new year. So 2020 hurt tough on a lot of people. Now we're heading into 2021. Any final thoughts there?
Man, life's short. Go harder than you did last year.
Mm. Mm.
Whatever you thought you did, it wasn't enough.
Mm.
And enjoy it even more.
Believe that.
Go harder and find a way to enjoy it. That's when you mastered the game.
Mm.
Push yourself them extra reps. Go harder. Have that extra 2 meetings that day and find a way to enjoy it.
Mm. That's big.
Yes, sir. Sit your ass right there in the moment.
To all, I don't even know. We got Rosé. We cool. Got a little, every little thing. Yeah.
Much love. Respect, big dog. Yes, sir. And still a Dolphin killer, though.
Yeah, leave that bottle there. Leave that bottle there.
Man, you come on, man. You know it's, come on, man. We the big fish, man.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah. Wrongfully accused, we had to fight to get the pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, facts. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.